Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. In the final stages of campaigning ahead of mid-term congressional elections, President Trump has told supporters in Indiana that his Republican Party is delivering the American dream. The former Democratic President Barack Obama said the character of the country was on the ballot. Dan Johnson has been monitoring developments from Washington.
The Democrats seem to be quietly confident of making some gains here. Now, the Democrats haven't had a particularly noisy or excited campaign, but I think they are hopeful of making some progress that will enable them to frustrate the president over the next 2 years. Donald Trump's campaign has just carried on very much in the sense of how he campaigned for the White House. These big, huge rallies with mass crowds on that strong theme that he's repeated again and again about making America great again, focusing on jobs and the economy and immigration.
The Cameroonian government has launched a huge search operation for 79 children kidnapped from a boarding school. Unidentified gunmen seized the students at the facility in Bamenda in the northwest of the country. The government blames rebels who support independence for Cameroon's English-speaking region. They have denied responsibility. The BBC's Peter Tarr has visited the school.
It was quite a terrifying scene. Some of the parents had come to witness what had happened, and some of the children escaped. All of them were really in shock. We saw the governor, the regional governor for the Northwest region, trying to comfort the parents as well as the children, telling them that the security forces are going to do all they can to secure the release of their children and of their friends.
British scientists have discovered that women who naturally get up early are less likely to develop breast cancer. The researchers say it's still unclear why this should be the case. Here's James Gallagher.
We all have a body clock which governs how our body works in a roughly 24-hour pattern. But not everybody's clock tells the same time. Morning people, or larks, are early to rise and peak earlier in the day, while owls find it harder to get up in the morning and are productive later into the evening. The study by the University of Bristol found people who were genetically programmed to be larks were less likely to develop breast cancer. In the course of an 8-year study, 2 in every 100 women who were owls developed breast cancer, compared with just 1 in every 100 larks.
This is the World News from the BBC.